Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have your Full Potential's Sean McDonald talking about his new absurd leadership program. So check it out. You have something new on the horizon. Well, actually, it's here now. It's called Absurd, and it's your leadership program called Absurd. And tell us all about this. What's going on here?
Well, Mike, one of the things that I've been noticing in my travels and dealing with credit unions across the country, and I'm humbled to say now around the world, is that there's still a little bit of a disconnect between management and leadership.
Right. Yep.
And what I was finding in talking to people is that they really do have this craving to lead, but they find themselves getting so caught up in the day-to-day minutia putting out fires and things like that, that I said, you know, there's got to be a better way.
Right.
And so what I did is I started talking to people, and I came up with a leadership development program called Absurd.
Okay.
And the whole premise behind it is, if you want your organization to get propelled forward, you really do have to get absurd. And absurd in this sense is a good thing. It's
okay.
A great thing.
Okay, yeah, because there's a few negative connotations with absurd, but you're taking it to your thing is you're taking leadership development to an absurd level, to a very high level where you can get rid of the minutia and the disconnect and all that type of stuff. Correct?
You got it. This isn't leadership 101.
This is leadership 400.
This is beyond. And I mean, there are so many leadership development programs out there. But one of the things that I was finding is that so many of them stop after the 101 stuff.
Okay.
And what my clients and other people that I've talked to have been looking for and asking for is, you know, what do you have that will help us get to the next level? We're already there. We already have good leadership.
Right.
We have strong people, but we need to get them to that next level.
Okay. And so what makes your, I mean, like you said, there's a lot of leadership development programs out there. What makes yours different? What sets yours apart?
Well, I think for credit unions, you know, in looking at the other offerings, and again, a lot of my friends in my business offer these programs. I'm the only one that I could find that is done almost exclusively remotely. And what I mean by that is, with a lot of credit unions still concerned about budgeting for travel and training and things like that, with my program, they don't have to worry about going anywhere. They do the entire training, with the exception of the times that I travel to them from their desktop or from their laptop or from their smartphone. It's a virtual platform. It consists of webinars and discussion groups on LinkedIn.
Love it.
So it takes away that stress of, you know, saying, okay, you know, we'd love to send you to this training, but we just don't have the money for the airfare and the hotel and the meals and the rental car. So that's how I wanted to design it. I wanted to make it convenient for folks.
Awesome. So you're taking advantage of the whole online course type phenomenon that's going on. There's a lot of, I mean, in different industries, they're doing this. They're doing the online course thing, which is very successful. I mean, it's very efficient for the student, so to speak, that they can just log on and take the course at their leisure. It sounds like you are following suit quite well, sir.
Yeah, and you know, something you just mentioned there is also another component of mine. If somebody, say, can't attend the live webinar, because I each month, it's a 12-month program, and each month has its particular module.
Yeah.
So it's pretty intense.
Yeah.
If they can't make that live webinar, I record it. So I send the link to the recording to everybody who couldn't make it or anybody who requests it from the client. And it's, you know, they can view that at their leisure in order to be able to discuss, participate in the discussions that happen right after the webinar and throughout the rest of the month.
Wow. It's a 12-month program. Wow.
Yeah.
So very cool. So what, I mean, can you give me an example of like one of the modules, what you would teach in one of the modules or
sure.
a couple of them?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One of my clients, that just started last month in June,
Their
first module, was called The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And essentially, it was reviewing, you know, Leadership 101 and really giving people an idea that their executives, the ones who approached me, the ones who wanted this type of investment for their leaders, they wanted them to get to that next level of coaching and really being a mentor to the people that report to them. So we moved from that particular module into this month's module, which is communication.
Okay.
I hear all the time when I ask, what are your biggest challenges? One of the top three that I hear from almost every client that I talk to is we have a communication problem. And my response to that is usually the same. It's usually, well, whose fault is that? You know, what kind of system do you have in place? So this month we're going to be talking about really implementing a communication system.
Mm-hmm.
Go beyond the communication tree.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about the components of the system and how to get better and more effective communication.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the credit union is more productive and more profitable, and you know, the leaders are doing what they're really supposed to be doing, which is not putting out fires all day,
right,
but really acting as a coach and a mentor.
Exactly.
And a trainer.
Oh my gosh, you hit the nail on the head. A coach and a mentor, big time, instead of a fireman, you know? So
right.
Perfect, perfect. Now, can credit unions sign up at any time and start the 12-month program?
Yes.
Or can they, or is it like, okay, we're only starting in June, and well, you're kind of out until next June. Or
nope.
How's
I have
it work?
Another client. I have another client actually starting next month.
Oh, cool. Okay,
so
great.
It's a revolving thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you one of the another reason that I decided that I wanted to go the remote route and the online route, as you mentioned, is number one, it's a trend. It's something that more and more organizations are starting to use.
Yep.
Because they see the cost savings.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it cuts down. I mean, I travel an awful lot, as you do. And yes, I'm still a big believer in in-person meetings.
Me
I think
too.
That they're vital, important,
yep.
things like state
yep.
league conferences and the like. But a lot of this, you know, internal training is moving towards this online version. So that's why, you know, they don't have to go someplace, say on, you know, August 15th, they don't have to be in Minneapolis because
exactly.
that's where that month's module is going to take place.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Yeah. Cause there's a lot of universities that are doing the same thing. I mean, they're putting their, their courses online. And so you can take them online and get your degree, get your PhD, get your whatever, you know, your master's or whatever. So very cool. I love it. So, I mean, how do you see this benefiting credit unions overall? What do you see in the bigger picture here?
Well, you know, as you know, and as you've covered in several of your broadcasts and, you know, your coverage of different events, one of the things that I think hopefully we're all noticing is that there's going to be an awful lot of leadership positions opening up in credit unions in the next few years. And that's because a lot of the longtime CEOs, the baby boomer CEOs,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're transitioning into retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think that in order for credit unions to remain sustainable, remain viable, and remain relevant,
mm-hmm.
that we have to take our operations to a more sophisticated level. And we need people who are trained and who are ready to step in day one as a leader, not necessarily knowing every nook and cranny about that particular credit union, because that takes time.
Yeah.
But at the very least, they have to have the skills necessary to position themselves as the leader, to mm-hmm. earn that respect as mm-hmm. the leader of the mm-hmm. organization, and then move forward.
Oh, love it. So what are your goals? What are your goals with the program here? I mean, obviously to sign up 5,000 credit unions or something. But I mean, what are your realistic goals with this program?
You know, as with anything that is as intensive as this, I wish I could say, you know, I could do 50 credit unions at once, but that's just not realistic because it does take some time.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned, you know, I still have my travel obligations and speaking engagements mm-hmm. and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think a good, solid number of credit unions going at, say, one time at revolving time, I would say no more than 10.
Okay.
But this is open, you know, that's not to say that if a credit union is interested, I'm never going to say to somebody, well, we're at our 10 limit.
Sorry.
No, I'm not going to do that. But, you know, that'll be a different type of conversation.
Right.
Every
right.
credit union is different.
Right.
And I'll tell you, one of the things that I'm here's one of the things that I think makes it different as well, is that it's not a cookie cutter program. A lot of those leadership development programs that you see out there,
mm-hmm.
both our industry and others,
mm-hmm.
It's basically a one size fits all.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the program. Take it or leave it. You can't modify it. You can't change it. And by the way, here's our bill. What I do, first thing I do before I even sign an agreement or anything like that, is I go and visit the credit union. Oh. I want to be in the space.
Wow.
Okay. I want to be there for 2 or 3 days. I want to talk with the management and the leadership. I want to know exactly what they're hoping to get out of something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then what we do is I work together with the client to build the curriculum that's appropriate for them.
Wow, you go to them. I love it. Wow, yeah, Sean, yeah, well done.
And there's no cost to that.
Yeah.
As long as I get a good feeling and we come to a mutual agreement that this is something that everybody's serious about, mm-hmm. I want to go and I want to be in that space for a couple of days.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a 12-month commitment, so you got to be able
it's
to work.
It's a big commitment. Yeah, it's a big commitment, and I'm going to be honest. There's a commitment in terms of dollars. There's a commitment in terms of time, mm-hmm. resources. Mm-hmm. Energy and one of the things that I do right at the beginning, along with the executive management at that particular credit union, is we communicate to the people who are chosen for this what a big investment this is and how important it is, and that they need to take it seriously.
Yeah, indeed. All right, Sean, to wrap up, where can folks find out more about this and how do they sign up?
They can find out more at absurdleadership.com. There's a contact form right there on the website. Mm-hmm. All they have to do is fill it out. It's mm-hmm. a couple of questions, mm-hmm. Basically a contact us form mm-hmm. that gets sent directly to us here. Mm-hmm. And within 24 hours, I'll be on the phone with whoever fills out that form and we'll start a discussion.
Nice. Love it. Well, very cool, Sean. I'm very happy for you. I'm glad you're doing this. This is really cool. I hope this trend grows within the credit union industry because, like you said, I mean, budgets are still kind of constrained a little bit here and people aren't traveling as much. So this is a great solution for those that are living under a budget, which we all should. So well done.
That's what it is. It's a solution, and it's one of the ways I'm marketing it is it's a new thought system.
Yeah.
And it's a new way to approach.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's what I hope to do, and if I can make it more convenient for credit unions, training is still important. Just because budgets are a little constrained does not mean you stop developing your people.
Got that right. Definitely. Great message to end on, Sean. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time, Sean.